and welcome, MyAGM, to the first and possibly only Wii U Chat podcast, where we chat and you listen. Yeah, that's pretty dumb, but I'm going with it. This is Schmuggin9, also known as Matt. I'll be your dim-witted host for the podcast. Alongside me is Pal Salon.
Woo!
Trevor.
Hello.
And Flea, but he's not connecting right now, so he might show up later.
He's here in spirit.
Yes, he's here in the Batman picture. We'll just go through a couple of topics and discuss some questions and whatnot I have. So I'll just mention like a few interesting things and then we'll just get right to the meat of it. So when you turn on the Wii U, go to the settings and turn off the auto shut off feature, because if you leave it for an hour by itself, it'll automatically shut off. And if you go out like for lunch and you like left a game on and you didn't save, you're gonna be screwed. And I don't know why you wouldn't just leave it on anyway. You'll be back soon enough. And despite what Nintendo says, you can use an SD card to save your Wii U saves and games. All you need is an SD to USB adapter, so you just plug that into the USB slot, stick your USB card in, or SD card in, and you're good to go. And that's like $5 at a computer store.
So despite Nintendo's best efforts to ditch the Wii, they still haven't ditched the Wii.
Wait, what?
Well, they kept saying that they couldn't do saves. They're like, oh, you won't be able to save with the SD card, and you know, just turns out you can, you know.
Yeah, I don't know why they'd say that. Unless it was just like in case SD cards are more likely to, I don't know, delete your saves or some nonsense, I don't know. But that's weird. And lastly, you don't need a headset to use voice chat for like Black Ops 2 or any other games that need headsets for the Wii U. Just plug your headphones in the headphone jack and then they'll just use the onboard mic.
Yeah, all nine of the people playing Black Ops 2 will not need headsets.
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't bother saying that. They're like, oh, you're going to have to wait for one. It's like, well, I could just use headphones. The thing that everyone has.
Wait, so I can just plug in normal headphones?
Yeah.
And then it'll
put the mic inside.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that saves me $40.
Yeah, so some little things there. And then if you want to know how to transfer your Wii saves to Wii U or basically anything technical, IGN has like a huge wiki guide on basically how to do everything you could possibly imagine. So rather than just, I don't know, look on forums or whatnot, just go there and you'll find it in like 5 seconds.
Now, once you transfer content from your Wii to the Wii U, you can't transfer it back, right?
No, you're screwed.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's one way or the highway.
Your Wii becomes worthless.
Yeah, pretty much.
Pretty much. But like, well, now that you switched it over, you might want to sell that for some cash. Well, I still can.
Yeah, well, and even then you won't get much. But pretty much I had to hook up two consoles when I took away one, because when I took away my Wii, I had to, of course, plug in my Wii U, but then I also had to plug in my GameCube because, you know, Wii U doesn't play GameCube games. So everyone's moved on. But I'm the only one there still playing GameCube games.
Nah, man, I still go back and play GameCube every now and then. GameCube's awesome. And then, it's going to bug me so much that I can't play Brawl with a GameCube controller on the Wii U.
Yeah.
I miss that so much.
That's my reason for not switching over.
Yeah, same here.
Some other stuff. But it's like, either switch it over and not use GameCube, or just leave it. I think I'll leave it. I'm not going to be getting rid of the Wii anyway, so.
I think you know that's when a controller is that awesome. Is that
it's
you
like,
want to move your stuff.
It's either that or you only can use the, like, Wiimote or Wiimote Nunchuck. It's like, that's garbage.
Yeah.
There's, like, no way you can really play that.
And then Wiimote sideways is even worse, because I hate rolling.
Yes.
I hate dodging in that game using the Wiimote sideways.
Yeah, and the C-stick
like,
is really so complicated. Ugh. C-stick is just such convenience.
Yeah.
I was playing a Brawl tournament with, like, GameCube controllers, and I was losing to them, and, like, that's the best controller I can use. So if I used anything else, I wouldn't have even, like, had a chance. It's perfectly made for a traditional controller.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, so moving on. I think, Palace Salon, you're the only one of the group who has the basic bundle, right?
Well, yeah, unfortunately. Had I known that a week later there would have been a deluxe version in stores, I would have waited a week and bought the deluxe version. But
that sucks, man.
yeah, so now I'm left with no games, and, well, I mean, I've got games, but I didn't, none to begin with. My console doesn't look very cool. I don't get that rewards program. Ugh.
Do you have Nintendo Land?
I didn't, well, I rented it, so I put a good 10, 12, maybe more even hours into it, but then, you know, I had to return it. But
yeah,
I got stars on multiple games in Nintendo Land. I did pretty well.
Yeah, I'm only missing 2 stars. I think on, I want to say Game & Watch. Or no, I'm missing a total of 3 stars, and 2 of them are on the Mario Chase and Animal Crossing Sweet Day. But that's because I haven't gotten those extra levels yet, so
yeah,
I need to get on those. But Nintendo Land's actually a lot of fun. In case a lot of you were wondering, I reviewed it for Analog Addiction, which everyone should visit, by the way, huh?
And if you're looking
a website.
And if you're looking for a convenient YouTube channel, Nintendo Network 64 has it there as well.
If you're looking for a blog that's not often updated, insert my joke. All right, so yeah, we'll actually talk about the games at the end and just get through some other stuff.
All right.
So yeah, with the basic bundle, not including retail games, have the downloadable games started filling up your hard drive? Like, if someone wants to download just a couple, would they really need a hard drive, or can they hold off for a while? Because I know you've downloaded quite a few.
I wrote this in my Wii U review earlier this week, but I pretty much said every single person should be buying a hard drive, because, especially if you have the basic bundle, because then you pretty much only have like 2.5 gigs of memory after the second update, so you're kind of screwed, especially when, like, I downloaded Trine 2, and that's over 1 gigabyte in memory, so if... So obviously you're not going to have much. I mean, and if you download like Nintendo Land or New Super Mario Bros.
Yeah.
Either other like 3 gigabytes, you can't even download a full game onto the basic Wii U set. So of course, if you have the basic bundle, I recommend you go out and buy a hard drive. I got mine for $40. I got a 500 gigabyte hard drive, so I'm set pretty much. But I don't know about your experiences, but I'd also assume after a while you'd also need to get a hard drive for the deluxe as well if you're downloading lots of stuff.
I was just thinking, if someone gets it like right at Christmas, do they like really need to go out and run out and get one, or are they like good for a couple of months or something? But you, like you said, if trying to is like a gig, they can't download much more.
Yeah.
Well, if you have the basic, don't you actually have to have an external hard drive to be able to download anything? Because I was downloading, it was Sonic and Rayman the other day, and I swear, I think it said somewhere that if you own the basic set, then you have to have an external hard drive. Is that really true, or can you barely get by
with
it?
It's more of a, like, warning. It's like, warning, you have little space. You may not be able to download anything.
Okay.
Before I actually got my hard drive, I downloaded one game, I think, off the eShop, and it downloaded right to my console. So,
okay.
I think it's more of a warning.
Okay, yeah, so, like they just said, if it says that, if you're downloading something, just know for sure that it's not a for sure you have to have it, but, yeah, you pretty much will need to get one.
And actually, apparently if you download and you want to go, like, download now, if you hit cancel, it'll still, like, download it, but just, like, in the background. So not, like, stuck watching it there, which is weird, but interesting, I guess.
Yeah, but so pretty much for everyone that's going to buy a console, and you're on that first update, which is going to take you, depending on your internet connection, that's pretty much the first 2 updates combined will take you an hour and a half, probably an hour, with really fast internet, maybe a little shorter. You can just cancel out, and it'll upload in the background, and you can go do whatever, you know, on your console.
I was at my college when I was doing this. When it was downloading for me, I had an Ethernet connection, and I think just the first update by itself, the big one, took like 45 minutes, I want to say. So it's going to take a pretty good chunk of time.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't imagine what it'll be like on Christmas when there's like hundreds of thousands of people
doing
this at once. It's going to take like 3 hours.
Oh,
they're going to be like, I can't wait to play this. You can't play it yet.
I can't wait to play this. Well, you're going to have to.
You know,
little bitty, shut up and play in the corner.
You know what's even sadder? I'm sure that 200,000 out of the 300,000 Wiis bought during Black Friday also be sent to be returned on Christmas Day as well.
Yeah.
I'm positive that a bunch of kids are going to be like, Mom, I wanted a Wii U. It's like, yeah, I got you the Wii.
Yeah.
It's not the same!
You don't understand!
You got the wrong thing.
You have to fix it now. Go to the store. Kid gets banked.
Yeah, especially when, like, some kid will be like, Mom, what's that thing we have sitting right under the TV that's been collecting dust for years? What is that?
And she's still gonna be like, isn't that the GameCube?
Yeah. Oh my god. For the longest time, my dad called my GameCube the Game Box. Just like.
God, so. I'm one of those nerds that has to correct my parents when they get something wrong with a console. I'm like, no, it's the.
You're like, eye starts twitching. You're like, you're getting it wrong again. Don't do this.
Oh, you turn into the Hulk.
All right, so yeah, whoever gets the Wii U on Christmas or next year, whatever, when you're doing this update, don't turn off your Wii U or you'll brick the console, which pretty much means it'll be a giant paperweight. So just don't turn it off.
You'd think that they'd have a fix for that, you know, considering you just paid $100.
It was ironically in the fix for it was ironically in the update.
After it updates, it tells you, don't turn it off.
Yeah.
I think that's happened with, like, PS3s before, though. If, like, it gets shut off during an update, it can break it. So I don't think it's that far-fetched. You shouldn't turn it off when it's doing something anyway, so.
You're screwed, too, because PS3 updates, like, twice a week, practically. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not fun.
But. Yeah, you miss out on a week of gameplay, you got, like, 6 updates ready.
It's pretty ridiculous.
So, on to Miiverse. For those who don't know, basically each game and app has its own community where people can share, like, secrets and questions and basically draw a crap load of pictures. For me, it kind of reminds me of being a kid on, like, the playground before the internet. Like, everyone would share their secrets before, like, we actually knew anything, and then we'd go all try them out and stuff like that. What do you guys think of Miiverse so far?
Well, I think it's an excellent idea. It works a lot better than I thought it would. Like, now when I'm playing New Super Mario Bros. U and I'm going through the levels, I mean, it's kind of annoying because literally about after every time I finish the level, the game's like, hey, would you like to post, would you like to make a post about some suggestions for people about to play this game? Or, hey, you just cleared this level without taking damage. Would you like to let others know? So that can get a little bit annoying, but I think it's really cool while you're traveling across the map. You can see what other people have left for you, suggestions maybe. You could also see stuff for other people, and not only in Mario, but like in the middle of, say, just a Nintendo Land, I just beat an attraction, got a stamp or something. I can get on the Miiverse, post a screenshot for everyone to see, and then next time someone opens up that game at another console, they'll see my message. So, I mean, if they're playing that game. So it's definitely really convenient, really well implemented, something that I'm sure that Sony and Microsoft will copy in their next console because it's such a great idea, you know.
Well, yeah, pretty much what he said, except I haven't gotten around to playing New Super Mario Bros. U yet. But another thing I really like about it is that, like, let's say, for example, someone's friends list is completely filled up. The way Miiverse works is that it's kind of like Twitter and Facebook in the same, like, you can't necessarily be their friend because it's filled up, but you can still follow that person and see what they're up to, and you can follow up to 1,000 people, I think, and then you can have up to 1,000 people follow you. So I think that's a really cool idea that they did that, because I know there's some people I would like to, you know, even if I can't be their friend, I'd at least like to know, you know, like, what they're up to as far as what they're playing. So I thought that was a really cool idea that they did that.
Yeah, now that you mentioned, I also thought it was, like, a Facebook-Twitter, like, integration thing, like, following people and posting status updates and all that. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And, man, some people can really draw, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Speaking of which, follow Jeremy Parrish from 1UP. He does the coolest and craziest Miiverse drawings. You can just, like, go to his page and keep scrolling for, like, 10 minutes, looking at all really cool.
Cool.
Yeah, have you guys been spoiled by anything so far? Are the spoiler tags working so far? I think they're working pretty well.
Well, I haven't really been on the Wii U as much lately because, you know, I've been busy with college finals and all of that, so yeah. I've honestly hardly been on anything, but, as far as what I looked at before the crazy busyness started happening, no, I wasn't really spoiled by anything, so I think it's been working pretty well. I think people are understanding that they don't want to spoil anything for other people, so I think that's good.
Yeah, yeah. One thing I like about, oh, sorry, go on.
Okay, thanks. I think for me, nothing so far has been spoiled, really. Mm-hmm. The monitoring is going on really well, but to be fair, not a single game I played has really had anything to be spoiled. Like, spoilers,
jump.
Bowser takes Peach, you know, spoiler, there's a game called Animal Crossing Sweet Day in Nintendo Land. Like, none of the games I've played so far have really had much of a storyline for spoilers to be there anyway. I mean, if there's one thing, and if this really might irk you, then, you know, that's just one thing to keep in mind. But, like, when they're going around the Super Mario Bros. Map, occasionally I'll see someone be like, hey, make sure you have a squirrel suit in here if you want to get the second star coin. And I guess that's kind of a spoiler, but, you know, it depends on the person.
Yeah, I could see how that, maybe not like a story spoiler, but I can see how, in a sense, that would take away the surprise or the excitement of seeing it, because you're going to be expecting that now. So, yeah, I can kind of see how that would be a turnoff for some people.
Yeah, for me, I like Miiverse just because, rather than look something up forever on my iPad beside me because it's annoying going back and forth, I can just, like, go into Miiverse, post a question, and then, like, look back in a couple of minutes and then see, like, the answer. Like, for Scribblenauts, if I'm having trouble with a puzzle, I'll just post it, and then in a few minutes or 10 minutes later, like, someone will post the answer, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That brings up another issue about the load times in between applications.
Oh, man, they can get annoying.
I mean, especially if you're doing them a lot. Like, if I want to go from my game into Miiverse, and then from Miiverse onto the internet, and then from the internet back into my game, like, that's like 2 minutes right there just in loading screens. Well, maybe not two, but it feels like a lot of time, especially like when Nintendo, I mean, Nintendo already released a patch that kind of shortened them a little bit, but I mean, it's promising because this means that maybe they'll be able to shorten them along the way even more. But, you know, I'm kind of getting annoyed by the amount of time there is in between different applications.
Yeah, I agree. And people listening, you may think, oh, 2 minutes isn't a very long time. It's not a big deal. But when you're sitting there waiting for it to load, it gets really irritating.
You don't want to be hopping back and forth in too many apps. You just want to go to, like, one and then back to the game. Else it'll get really frustrating.
Yeah, on the iPad, it's really quick. One thing to the next, but, you know, on the Wii.
I hate my dad because he got the iPad 4, and then I go compare it with mine. I'm like, I hate you. Mine's so slow now.
Oh, yeah, one other thing I wanted to point out about Miiverse is you can post, this is also kind of like Twitter in a sense, when you can kind of post about yourself on your profile. I was just posting that I was a writer for Analog Addiction, and I also posted my Twitter account. Not even a minute after I had posted that, I had a mod just completely block my profile because I was advertising my website.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, I had to delete it. So the mods are really, they really get on to you about all that stuff. So
they're not even just the filters. They've got really extreme filters. If they see, like, .com or, you know, anything, like within a minute. I mean, if it was really mods, then it wouldn't take a minute. It would take a little longer, you know. But from what I've been hearing pretty much from everyone, within about a minute of them posting, they're getting regulated if it's, you know, something like that.
So just be wary pretty much of what you post about your profile, because they'll block it. And no one is able to view it until you change it all and it gets unblocked.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think the reason they're doing that is because they don't want to be compared to Twitter, because if you guys remember from E3, their Miiverse trailer, originally someone was viewing it from their phone, Miiverse, from, like, their iPhone and then on their computer. So I think what they're planning on doing is launching, like, a Miiverse website or something later on, or an application later on.
Yeah, they're adding an app for it on iDevices later on, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe not now, but I think that's the main reason, because they don't want you using Twitter and instead using Miiverse, you know.
I mean, it makes sense, I understand, because they don't want a bunch of spammers on there either, you know.
Yeah. Or if it, like, links to, like, a virus website and they go search it up.
Yeah.
Safety reasons. One last thing about Miiverse. Pal Salon has an official MyGN Wii U friend roster. So you can go there. I'll post the link in the bottom. All you have to do is go to Miiverse user menu, search for the person's username, and then just send a friend request. And then when they turn it on, they'll see it, and they'll add you or not add you if they suck.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, we have a pretty long list. I think we have around 40 or 50 MyGN users on there. So if you need to get filled up on names, make sure to head over there.
Yeah, there's a lot of
requests. Request
there,
me.
So check it out.
And request me. Request me.
Cutting that out.
Well, yeah, I faced a dilemma when I first opened up my Wii U, because I'm like, man, I could have any username I want now. Like, I can choose anything because it's like the first day. And I had a choice between, you know, choosing Paul Salon, like the way the internet knows me, or choosing something that would be like much more mainstream. But I don't know. I chose Paul Salon.
Man, I decided to go all crazy with mine and do Trevor instead of 5-2014. I did 520XX. So I went, I'm a creative, quote unquote, on that one.
Some of the times I don't even remember who's there. I'm like, this person popped up. Oh, who's that? It's a different name than their MyIGN. Gosh,
yeah.
I have to look them up if I want to know. So for the apps, did you guys have any gripes about like the apps? Any problems other than loading? For me, it was like the YouTube app. It's weird. The browser is a lot better. And then you go to the app, and it's like, why am I using this garbage?
Yeah, dude. I use the internet to look at YouTube videos instead of the YouTube app. The YouTube app is pretty crappy, in my opinion, on the Wii U.
The interface for the YouTube app is like Netflix. It's like, well, why don't I use the internet where it's like so much easier to see?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I haven't really used YouTube or Netflix or whatchamacallit, Hulu yet. The only app I've really used is, well, the internet one, but, you know, that's a given. But I've used a video chat app, which, you know, was not as good as I hoped it would be. I don't know.
Is that because of the quality of the video or?
Well, first of all,
connection?
I'm playing a game, right? I'm playing Mario or Nintendo Land, and I'm getting an incoming call. So I press my home button menu. It's like, this guy's calling you. Well, I kind of want to save my game, so I got to disconnect from their call, whatever, blah, blah, blah. They sent me another call. I'm finally out of my game after, you know, I stopped the game for them instead of in the middle of the game being able to talk to them. It takes like a minute and a half to connect your call to them. It takes way too much time. And then, I mean, the one entertaining thing is that sometimes video calls can get boring, so you can draw on your screen. So, I mean, you know, that can be entertaining, but it's not worth the effort, you know. Why should I do that? You know, it's just a time waster, in my opinion, like the transitions.
Yeah, like you were saying you had to save a game. I had someone call me, and I didn't have to do anything. I just clicked to go to it. By the time I was able to go to the Wii U Chat like app, the phone call was already like canceled. It's like, well, just make it longer, or like send a message saying they're exiting an app or they're in one or something. Just because you're just sitting there and they're like, why didn't they pick it up?
Yeah, or you know, you could put your game on hold and talk with them. You know, in the middle, if Nintendo could actually release a patch for that.
I haven't actually used it yet. Do they not have something that you can press that says, like, I'm busy, I'm in the middle of a game, or something like that? Do they not have anything like that?
No.
Not that I know, no. That was weird. It just, like, cut out.
Hello?
You're good.
Hey.
You're good.
You're good.
Are we good to go?
Yes.
Alright, so, going back, I guess I'll just say one more thing and then just jump to the games.
Yeah.
Do you guys like the feel of the controller, and are you a fan of sitting on the toilet and playing games? I don't know what everyone's
number
like,
two
big deal about that is.
It's my number two favorite thing.
Option two.
I don't know why. For me, it's just so weird. It's like the bathroom's for pooping. Just takes 5 minutes, go back, and you won't have like nasty poop flying germs everywhere.
The bathroom is the only safe place for us guys where we can hide from everyone.
Not all of us are recluse.
Not if I fart and I'm in my room, then people just stay away.
They walk by and they hear you fart like,
I always say Nintendo is innovation. They took gaming into the bathroom. Period.
Exactly.
I took it straight to the toilet.
Okay, well,
straight to the crap.
Straight to the crapper.
Yeah. Well, I tried taking it my bathroom, but unfortunately my bathroom is on a different floor, so it didn't work out too well. But it did work in a different room. So although I can't play on the, I said this in my review. Although I can't play on the loo, I can play in a different room, which rhymes. See what I did there?
Walls.
Actually, yeah, that's the other thing I forgot to mention. Has anyone tried out, like, how far you can take it? I can't go upstairs. I can basically only go in the room beside me.
No, I haven't tried that yet.
I can probably go through one wall, but it's like a two-room distance. Yeah.
So it's 25, 30 meters top from the console.
All right.
I don't know if it's even that long.
It's like 25 feet.
Yeah.
25 feet? Yeah, it's 35 meters.
Yeah, those conversions a little off.
Yeah,
I know. I was right. joking. No.
600 yards. Oh,
I was joking.
Oh.
Come on, people.
As far as trying out the gamepad on the crapper, no, I haven't tried it yet, because I always...
Oh,
that's what I thought.
Not the gamepad. Game crap.
Wow. Almost sounds like we're insulting Nintendo.
This is a crappy console. I meant that in a good way.
Yeah. We've proven our worthiness. We spent $300 within the last month on Nintendo. $350 for you three. So I think we've proved our worthiness.
But now I usually play my iPhone. I mean, that's pretty much how I've 100%ed Angry Birds is by taking my phone to the bathroom and playing it on there. So that was the gamepad. No, I haven't tried that out, I guess.
I knew Steve Jobs was behind this. Bastard.
It's all his fault.
Yeah. I thought Nintendo would innovate, but Steve Jobs did it first. Fuck.
Gosh. Awesome. All right, so let's just get right to the games. Does anyone have suggestions on what they think is the best game to get, or in their personal favorite?
Probably, well, in my opinion, I'd probably say Trine 2, which is a game you guys, I guess, haven't played yet, but...
No.
It's a downloadable game, probably. It's one, the most expensive one currently. It's $20, but it's really long. It's 20 levels. Each level's probably around 30 to 45 minutes to beat, so probably around 10 to 15 hour game. I do 100% it, even longer than that. It's kind of a puzzle game, has some action elements here and there. Definitely something you should be looking into, especially since Nintendo Land and New Super Mario Bros. U and Zombie U, they're all $60 games, and this is pretty much the same length for $20. So if you're looking for something cheap that's a really good, definitely look into that. Also, the game is gorgeous. Everything's hand-drawn, so that's something I would definitely recommend.
Ooh. Yeah, excellent choice.
Yeah, hearing that it's hand-drawn alone has me interested, because, I mean, Rayman. I mean, I know it's not necessarily hand-drawn, but...
Oh, dude, Rayman. That demo, so good.
Oh, I know. I'm actually supposed to post about it here pretty soon.
I would probably say that the game that will take advantage of all the functionality of the Wii U isn't out yet is Monster Hunter Ultimate, because I think that game will really take all the elements of the hardware and push it to a new level with the online functionality, the single player functionality, the 3DS and Wii U functionality, but the game isn't out yet. So
my game. Unfortunately, I don't think that game is actually going to be selling in America. That's more of a Japanese, you know.
I thought it was coming to America.
Well, it is, but I don't think
it's coming to America, Eli. And I think I have a little faith in this title in America. I don't know if it will sell like in Japanese, like hotcakes, but I have a huge faith because it really explores some way, the developers explore some really interesting new ways between the 3DS and the Wii U, and the Wii U and the online functionality, the Wii U with the Miiverse. It's really interesting.
So how does the 3DS and Wii U versions connect? Like, what do they do exactly?
You need the 3DS version of the Monster Hunter game, and you develop your character offline in that game. And when you arrive at your house, you synchronize with your save in the Wii U, and then all the experience and things that you got in the 3DS on travel, you take it also to the Wii U. So your character evolves.
So it's like
crossplay?
Yeah, that's exactly
yeah.
right. I like crossplay on the PlayStation.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Also, you can join other player, like a second player, to in his house to play with him. He in the console and you in the 3DS. All right.
That's cool.
And I've actually never played a Monster Hunter game, so I guess this will give me a good opportunity to try it out.
I tried Monster Hunter 3 on the Wii, played about 5 hours of it, realized that the only tool I have is a sharpener, like a knife sharpener, and then I kind of quit because that pace was, I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
I would say something that perhaps most of you will think this guy is really crazy, but the only game that I really enjoy the fullest 100% of my Wii was Monster Hunter 3. I played more than 1,000 hours in the game.
Holy crap.
it was really, and the online aspect of the game was really awesome. It was really hands down to Capcom and that game. For me, it's the best game on the system.
Awesome. Man, I haven't even played Skyrim for that long. Dang.
Well,
I upgraded all the classes, all the weapon classes to the max. My character had level 523, I think.
Maybe if you combined all my Pokemon saves together, you'd get 1,000 hours. I mean, I put 250 hours into Diamond alone, but...
Dang. Yeah, but here, how can I explain it? Like, it's really different because you have that feel of progression all the time, and you unlock new weapons, unlock new armors, unlock new creatures, discover secret path, a new way to attack that creature, unlock new items, secret items. It's really a really hardcore game.
You know,
a lot of action and RPG elements.
Dang, I want to play it now.
I find it really cool that you called the monsters critters.
Like, yeah.
Like that's what they're called? Or
no.
Oh, okay.
No, he's calling them critters. And
okay.
I find, like, I haven't heard the word critter used in a long time.
My dad used to call us critters when I was a kid, so that's something I'm used to.
I don't know, it was a really solid game, and I bought the edition that came with the Classic Pro controller for Monster Hunter 3, and it was really a cool game. Yeah, I really recommend for anyone that still has the Nintendo Wii to play it, or wait until the Ultimate arrives. That is a really good game. It's a really good game.
Might have to try it now.
Yeah, I want to play it now.
I don't have that time.
Yeah, same.
None of us.
I don't know if you guys know, but I have a little sleep deficiency, so I sleep very few hours a day, 4 or 5 max.
Yep.
So
I
don't have a health problem, but I spend a lot of time playing games in my free time when I have my free time.
Cool. What was our topic again? What are we on right now?
What game do you recommend?
Recommend, right. I've only played 2 games, Nintendo Land and Zombie U, but if I had to pick between those, I would honestly go with Nintendo Land. I mean, Zombie U, the thing, it's kind of hard, because I know people have been saying, like, oh, critics have been too harsh about the game, but
they are really mixed reviews on the net. There are pages that put the game a perfect score, and there are pages that put the game a 4 or a 3.
See, I am more with Greg Miller's score from IGN. I think a 6. He gave it a 6.5. Is that right?
Yeah, 6.5.
I'm more with that score, and a lot of the points that he said that I completely agree with. I'm not complaining that there's no action at all. I think the game is survival horror, and I think that is absolutely true. The game really does make you kind of cautious for where you go, but the combat is so incredibly boring. Like, to kill a zombie, and this is just one zombie, and there's, like, hundreds throughout the game, you have to whack it, like, 4 times to finally kill it. And these whacks aren't, like, slash, slash, slash. They're, like, slash, slash, and it gets so boring. And you don't really want to use your guns because you have to conserve ammo. So
it gets repetitive.
Yeah, it gets very repetitive. But, yeah, it really is a survival horror. So that's why I would pick Nintendo Land, pretty much.
I bought it, but I still have it wrapped. I was thinking of waiting for the demo and then trying that to see if I liked it or not, and go from there.
And then they have this mode where, oh yeah, and then the whole concept of, you know, when you die and you come back, you play as a new survivor. You guys know about that, I guess?
Yeah.
It, as far as, like, with the story, it honestly makes no sense. Because when you come back, the person that's kind of guiding you throughout the game, they're talking to you as if they've known you the entire time, and it really just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, because how could he know hundreds of people, right?
Yeah, and like then, you know, when you die, you have to go back and kill your old person to get your gear back. I mean, again, it's interesting, but it's just kind of pointless because the area where you died, you know, that's where you're probably going to have to go back to anyway with the story. So, I mean, it was just kind of pointless. But the really cool thing is that if you're connected to the internet, if someone dies in a specific location from somewhere around the world, you can actually kill their zombie and you can pick up their gear and use it. And sometimes that can be incredibly handy. So that was really cool about the game.
Okay.
So did you like overall enjoy it so far, or would you say just kind of like pass
or rent it? It's fun to play it. A question. It's fun to play the game? It's fun?
It's very interesting because the game really is very realistic. I mean, I honestly get hesitant just seeing two zombies, and I think it's kind of rare in a game when, you know, you get kind of hesitant at two of the normal enemies. But I guess if you really are looking for a true survival horror experience, then yeah, Zombie U is very good. But just telling everyone going into it, the combat gets very repetitive. But yes, I would recommend at least trying it.
Oh, well, at least wait until the price drops.
Yeah, yeah, or that. Yeah.
And buy it when it's on sale.
Yeah. What would I buy it for had I known about it before? I guess maybe $30 would be a good price for it. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Dishonored and like Halo 4 now are already like $40, which is, I find surprising, like a month after Halo 4's launch.
Yeah, I know. Got a price cut. It's sold really well, and I'm still playing it too, so. Yeah,
you think they would just keep it at 60?
Yeah.
Like, just to get money for it?
Yeah.
For me, I'd say, I don't know if I have, I guess I really like Nintendo Land. That's the thing I've been playing the most. But I would say, don't get Scribblenauts Unlimited, at least for the Wii U. If you have like a DS, just get Super Scribblenauts, because it's a lot better. The puzzles are actually like somewhat challenging and interesting. On Unlimited, it's just like list after list. It's like, here's something that has to do with the, I don't know, fireman, list like three different items. Okay, go to the next puzzle, do this exact same thing, just with a different topic.
No, so I've played Scribblenauts Unlimited, and I'm going to be reviewing it later, but from what I've played, and I've played the vast majority of the game, it's kind of like Scribblenauts, the original Scribblenauts was unique. It was really a great idea. Everyone was all over it. Super Scribblenauts, like, that's awesome. You know, they added in adjectives, you could fool around, you could put in a fertile woman, put in a death, and then, you know, the woman would have a baby, but death would kill the woman. You know, it'd have to be like a sandbox for you to mess around in. You know, Scribblenauts Unlimited is no longer that unique gem that Scribblenauts and the original Scribblenauts was, and that's what I find unfortunate, because the game, if you didn't play the first two games, then I totally recommend you pick this up, not on the Wii U necessarily, maybe on the PC because it's half off, or on the 3DS because it's half off.
And portable.
The 3DS is portable. It's works much better as a portable game, and it's half off, so I definitely recommend you get it on the 3DS, not the Wii U necessarily. But that's if you haven't played the first two games. I mean, if you played the first two games like I have, and you're coming in, it's going to be like, well, I've done this before. I mean, I've already rescued a cat from a tree. I already know to make a ladder, climb up, and pull it down. Like, I no longer have that explosion in my mind being like, whoa, I can actually make stuff because I've done this before. So I guess that's my little rant on Scribblenauts Unlimited. But, I mean, it's a good game, but it's the same thing we've seen before.
I find it weird because it seems like they're treating it as if it's the first game where no one knows anything. So they have all these crazy tools like an object editor and all these different adjectives and stuff, but they're still giving you like basic puzzles, so they're not really taking advantage of everything. And like the puzzles are just so generalized that you're just going to end up using the same thing over and over, like, oh, I have to cut this, I'll use a chainsaw or scissors or shears or something. Yeah. Like, you're not going to really have to think beyond that, which is where it kind of like gives up.
And on the same note, in Super Scribblenauts, if you remember, you could replay the level up to like three or five times, probably three, and you have to use different items each time. There's none of that this time, so you'll be using the same item pretty much the same over and over again to pretty much do different things. But I wish they had like a replay feature where you could to get extra stars or something, where you could replay stuff with different using different items. But I mean, they don't have that either, so it's just disappointing.
What I really want for the Wii U is that Electronic Arts announce the Mass Effect trilogy.
Oh, the trilogy?
Yeah.
Oh, that's official?
No,
it's not official. What I really want, is that they do the trilogy with all the gamepad functionality for the Wii U.
All right, yeah, because people, I really think that's a game that every hardcore gamer should experience, because it's a fantastic trilogy. Even if the ending of 3 wasn't that great, I mean, I wasn't one of those people that was, like, you know, murdering someone over it, but... You know, I think it's a franchise everyone needs to experience, because it's a game that really feels like your own.
Yeah, and well, just a quick note on the Mass Effect 3 ending. At the beginning, I was one of those people who's like, man, this ending was horrible. What did they do to us? But then I looked at the grand scheme of things, and I realized that in reality, Mass Effect 3 really is the ending. Like, the whole game is the ending. Everything you've done in the other two games have led up to this point. So when you come in on the Wii U, say, only playing the third game, it doesn't feel nearly as much like your own game, because you don't have those same decisions. Like, I mean, yes, you have the comic, but you have like a 20-minute comic. I played 60 hours of games.
Yeah.
I've been playing the first one since it came out, so I understand.
I played them on the 360, the trilogy.
Yeah,
I played the 360.
Yeah, I think, but apparently there was... tweet or something from a day or two ago where one of the PR guys from EA said like something along the lines of, we're not done with Mass Effect on the Wii U or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
I don't know if you guys saw that. So, I mean, that's...
I saw it too. But
I think it might mean that the trilogy might be heading to the Wii U eventually.
Or they could just be putting the next Mass Effect, you know, whatever that's going to be on it. I mean, it could mean one of...
Yeah.
No, but if that's true, then that sounds even better, because that means that they're planning on putting on the next box and the Wii U, which means they think that the Wii U is as powerful as it. But I'm sure they're talking about the trilogy, you know.
Yeah. I guess I'll go into a little more why I think you should play Nintendo Land. Yeah? That good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, go on.
All right. You know, honestly, I reviewed Nintendo Land, and when I was first, you know, booting up Nintendo Land, I was like, I'm really not looking forward to this. This is just going to be another mini game compilation thing, like Mario Party, or something like that. But it's really a lot more than that. Like, I think it blows Wii Sports out of the water. It's one of the few party games where I have actually said and meant, I can go back and play this even by myself, and I could still have a ton of fun with it. And a lot of the games are honestly hard enough to where they'll push even, like, the most hardcore gamer to their limits, I think. So, like...
I haven't even beaten Crash Course yet.
Yeah, do you know how many levels are on Crash Course by any chance?
There's 10. I've gone through 2.5.
Wait, there's 10?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's 10. And I've gotten through 2.5.
My roommate beat the whole thing, and there's four total sides. Like, pretty much what they do is, when you beat the first part, it flips the board over, and there's a second part. And then for the third part, it flips it back over, and it's the original course, but they just take some stuff out. And then it's the same with the last one. And my roommate actually beat it, which is extremely impressive.
Wow.
So
I'm still on 1.
I think Nintendo nailed it on Nintendo Land, making it the core element of the game, the fun experience for the player.
Yeah, and the music in the game is fantastic. Oh my gosh. Like, they pretty much make it, like, all the songs you know and love from each game kind of more kiddish-like. But, I mean, you recognize just about every song, and it's awesome.
Well, yeah.
I love playing, like, the Zelda one in here, like, Gerudo Valley and Lost Woods. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the sound is great until Monita starts talking.
Oh, I know. Monita is so annoying.
Okay, if you thought Fi was annoying from Zelda, I mean, you're in for a shocker, because Monita is even worse.
Oh my gosh, I know.
They should stop making sidekicks.
And this attraction, I'm going to annoy the piss out of you.
Yeah, expect some memes soon.
Like, for the first hour, she won't get off your butt. So she's just like, oh, let me tell you about this. Thank you. I just want to play. Get off my... Get off.
You already told
me. I know. Like, I played Attraction Tour, which is, you know, where you play a bunch of games in the tournament-like mode. I played that with a bunch of my friends, and every single time we went to a new game, Monita was like, let me give you a tutorial for this. It was like, we just played this 2 rounds ago. Why are you giving us a tutorial on it? We skipped that tutorial.
I hate how in the Pikmin one, there's like a jump platform, so when you go on it, you have to press like ZL, and then it'll collect all your Pikmin, and then it'll like fling you to the other part. Like, you step on there for half a second, and she'll tell you, oh, please press ZL. It's like, I just stepped on. Shut up, please.
I know. I love the Pikmin.
Every second.
That
was fun.
I love playing as Olimar on that one.
Oh, really? You prefer Olimar? I prefer playing as Pikmin. I don't know why.
Really?
Yeah, I mean...
I feel like the Pikmin are weaker than Olimar, personally.
I don't know. That might be true, but I don't know. I like having more of the action. Because as Olimar, you just throw them, and then you kind of... They go and do their own thing, but...
Yeah.
Thing is, the Pikmin, if you jump onto an enemy, you can actually, like, hit it. So,
yeah.
Press a button to hit it, you know? So.
Yeah.
I think we can all agree that, like, Nintendo Land was a surprise for everyone. Like, I would play and then, like, go to Scribblenauts and then go back to Nintendo Land and go back and forth rather than just, oh, I played it for 5 minutes, I'm done.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those games. I mean, I don't own it, but I do plan on picking... I mean, I played enough of it. I rented it. I played a lot of it. I do plan definitely on picking it up again in a few weeks or maybe a month, because it's one of those games, like, if I have nothing to play, I'm going to be coming back to Nintendo Land to try to get another course cleared in DK's race course, you know?
So. Yeah. Cool.
There's quite a bit to do in there.
Yeah. I mean, they have the stamps, which are kind of like achievements or trophies, and they're for completing challenges, and some of them... Whew, man, good luck not rage quitting on some of those.
Yeah.
Since
you bring up achievements, I wanted to ask you guys this. I wrote about this too earlier, and I had, you know, the reaction was kind of split. I talked about achievements saying that, like, there's something not everyone uses, but they definitely should be there. Like, for example, Assassin's Creed 3. I had the choice either playing it on my 360 or the Wii U. Why would I buy it on the Wii U when I can buy it on the 360 and get achievement points for finishing the game? I mean, had the Wii U had achievements of some sort, I would have definitely bought it for the system.
Well, actually, it kind of does, actually. With Ubisoft games, they have this thing called Uplay that you can set up.
Oh, yeah.
It's an account that you can set up, and basically they have certain things for you to do, and, like, let's say you kill 10 wolves or something in Assassin's Creed 3, you get, like, these U points, I think is what they're called, or something like that. And it's kind of like an achievement system. I mean, it's not like the achievements or the trophies from PlayStation, but, I mean, it's still something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read up on that, and you can actually, like, unlock costumes and other stuff because of that. So it's actually, like, a bit more cooler than achievements.
Yeah, there's that, too.
Personally, achievements, I'm not, like, a trophy hunter or anything, but... I don't know, I think it's kind of cool just to pop in every now and then and see, oh, my friend got to, like, chapter 6 or whatnot, like, just to compare how far you are to them.
Yeah.
And it seems perfect with Miiverse and everything. Like, you would want to show that off. So it's kind of weird that they didn't have that.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, I have always personally been a completionist. Like, I always try to 100% complete games. So, I mean... The absence of achievements or a trophy system really doesn't bother me too much because I would be 100% completing it either way. So, I mean, that's just me.
Yeah, my point of view is that I think with achievements and trophies, the gamers and developers force you to do things that perhaps you don't want to or you don't feel like doing it because they take a lot of your time. For me, in my perspective, I think you have to first have fun with the game, and then if you finish the game and you like the game, well, you replay it and do the achievements or whatever you want.
Yeah.
There's some cool ones in there. Like, I remember Infamous 2. Like, you wouldn't even... It's just something you wouldn't even think to do, but you look through the trophy list, and one of them's, like, go to the highest point in, like, whatever their world is called in Infamous 2, and then, like, do a shock drop or something. So you have to, like, climb up this huge, like, clock tower, and then you jump down and shock, like, everyone in your vicinity. Like, I may not have bothered to do that before, but just seeing it, I was like, oh, this is actually kind of cool.
One perfect example for me is Dead Space for the Xbox 360. When I first played the game, I played just to feel the game, complete the game, and then when I replay the game, I finish it full with all the achievements. But the first playthrough was incredible. I didn't give a crap about what achievement I get.
Yeah. That's usually what I do with games, too. I just usually go through and play it, and then I look at the achievements and be like, oh, I can go and back and get this, this, and this. I mean, that's usually what I do.
Yeah, but it's respectable for people that really want that feel of accomplishment or do something that is very difficult. I really understand them also, because I have friends that want to make all the achievements before even finish the game. They don't move on if they don't do this particular thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely some hardcore people like that out there, and I can see why people like that would be upset that there's not something for the Wii U. But, I mean, like I said, I don't mind, because I'd be getting everything anyway, so.
So does anyone else have anything they want to say about the Wii U or what they think of it so far?
I would like to conclude that it's really in the early stages, the Wii U, of not only the inception, but also the implementation of the technology and what really the developers can do with the system and what they bring to them. We will see really awesome titles, not only from Nintendo. I think that third parties, if they would like to take a risk to create a new IP, I think that Wii U is the console of choice for them.
Yeah, I agree there. Because, I mean, you know, like Nintendo Land, they've showed a lot of stuff you could do with the gamepad, like stuff I didn't think about. And I think, you know, if only some developers could just see that, then I think they could make some fantastic stuff with it.
Exactly. Yeah. I really imagine myself, when I talk to my friends, how they Nintendo can do, for example, the next entry of the Metroid Prime series, and you can check the gamepad and scan all the environment and do a lot of bunch of stuff that it's really cool to be able to do that in the next entry for Metroid Prime series, for example.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. What are y'all's thoughts?
So far, it's been, well, at least attracting a lot of indie developers, so that could be really cool in the next few years.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, hey, we even just had an indie, but we just had a game that isn't exactly a AAA title win Game of the Year Video Game Awards, so, I mean,
Walking Dead.
Yeah, Walking Dead won Game of the Year at VGAs.
Yeah, and the thing, I'm really excited about Nintendo's openness towards the indie developers, because I feel like the eShop is a place where indies can bloom outside of Steam, because from what a lot of indies have been saying more recently is that they can price their stuff at whatever they want. Fez, when it was released on the 360, they wanted to release a patch after their initial one. They couldn't because there's a fee of something like $10,000, and of course they can't afford it because they're not that huge of a studio. But from what I understand on the eShop, this fee isn't nearly as large. It's a lot more, like, much more doable for indies. Indie developers can get their...
Much more accessible, yeah.
That was
one of the primary politics and decisions that Iwata told to the board before they make the decisions of how to treat indie developers in the next console. And I think that they really nailed it there.
Yeah, we've heard it's almost as open as Steam. So, I mean, Steam is a huge hit, so the eShop should be doing pretty well in the next few years.
Yeah.
Or even just next year.
And on a quick note, I already talked about trying to, but another game you should maybe look into is Nano Assault Neo, the other eShop game I played. It's a twin stick shooter. Looks really nice, and it's HD graphics as well.
Yeah, dude, those graphics from the videos I saw looked awesome.
Yeah, definitely really good. It's also pretty challenging. Has nice leaderboards. At one point, I was something like 39th in the world, but that was on the first day it came out, so, you know, that ended pretty quickly. But it's only $10. It's kind of short, keep that in mind. But something you might want to look into if you're looking for another cheap game.
Now, it's short, but would you say $10 of value is what we're giving?
Yeah, that's what I kind of said in my write-up review also when I said that. I mean, altogether it would probably take around 3 hours to beat. So, I mean, about $10 worth of content. But if you end up wanting to do some leaderboard stuff or play multiplayer, then it'll give you some more time at it.
All right.
But just keep that in mind, you know, if you're looking into it.
Cool.
Have you played Mighty Switch Force? I was looking at that, and that looks pretty cool.
I have not been able to get a hold of Mighty Switch Force yet. I'm hoping to play it eventually, but from what I hear, it's pretty much the same thing as the 3DS version. So... HD,
I haven't
so.
Played that one, so...
Oh, well, I don't know.
I would just get a little
Has anyone played Little Inferno?
No.
Because I have no clue what that game is like. What is it like?
I've seen a lot of videos on it, so...
It's...
Again, I haven't had the chance to play that, but I've seen a lot of videos on it. It's a toy, more or less.
It looks like a fireplace simulator.
Yeah.
Like the video you watched of a fireplace burning, it's just more like you dragging
items
over and watch them burn.
It's kind of polarizing. Some people like it, some people hate it. You pretty much drag stuff into a fireplace and light it on fire. Kind of reminds me of an iPhone game because everything you light, you get money to buy new stuff. You can make combos. So, like, there are Tetris cubes, for example. So if you stack a tower out of Tetris blocks, Tetronimos, and light it on fire, you get, like, a Tetris achievement or something. So they've got that, but from what I understand, it's iffy.
All right.
I saw a quote on Go Nintendo, and they said it's actually like making fun of. It's a satire of crappy Zynga style games.
Yeah, that's understandable. I think that's pretty much everything I played. We talked about Scribblenauts and Mario and Nintendo. Yeah. Anything else you guys played by any chance?
No, I've only played Zombie U and Nintendo Land so far. Wii games on the Wii U. How do they run and how do they look? I played like the first 15 minutes of Super Mario Galaxy, and the picture looks slightly darker, but I mean it's not noticeable unless you were really trying to compare the two. And overall, it ran exactly the same, and it looked nearly similar, except it was just slightly darker. So anyone worrying about it looking worse, I mean, it's no big deal, really. So have you guys done that at all?
I think I played one game on the Wii U. That was a Wii game. With my little sister, it was some sort of, like, Sesame Street game. I don't even remember, but it definitely does not... I mean, it didn't look good to begin with, but the up-resing on the Wii U does not look very good. I've seen some comparison videos on Skyward Sword. IGN did one between the Wii and Wii U. It's definitely not that great looking. So, I mean, it's not a turnoff. You know, you can still play those games on the system. It just doesn't look as nice. And I mean, the Wii games don't look very nice. They are a lot of them. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. The most I've seen is like. Super Mario Galaxy just gets rid of jagged edges. It just like smooths it. That's about it.
Yeah. Oh, and one thing to note, if you thought the load times for the applications were bad, switching from the Wii U menu to the Wii menu, that takes forever.
Yeah.
Like it's bad.
5 minutes forever?
Well, not 5 minutes, but it takes even longer than application loads do, so...
That's fun.
It's just irritating.
Apparently, it just, like, emulates the Wii, so it basically boots up an emulator on it.
Yeah, I mean, the shape of the Wii menu on the Wii U pretty much looks exactly like the Wii's does. So, I mean, if you know what the Wii menu looks like, then you'll know what the Wii U's Wii menu looks like. Man, that's a mouthful.
They couldn't have changed the name.
God, I know, right? We had to add the letter U. I love how the Wii Fit for Wii U is called Wii Fit U. It's just like, come on, Nintendo. They could have named it something else.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda.
I guess one last thing. I want to mention the Rayman Legends demo.
Yes.
I downloaded that. It's the first two levels are good. They're not great. I played a level earlier at a Nintendo event I went to. I wrote about that earlier, but the third level played. Oh my god, it was the music level, right?
Dude, that is the best level.
Holy crap. I played through that level five times.
Dude, me too.
It licensed the song. I forgot what the song was.
It's Black Betty.
So all the monsters are singing, so you got this really jubilant, vibrant music going on with all the monsters singing, you know, and you're running to the rhythm of this music, and the way everything matches up, every jump you make,
every
wall you break down, it's perfectly done. I was just surprised. Like, I would make a jump, then I'd quickly do a punch in the air, and every rhythm piece would match up exactly with the move I'd make. And I was just stunned.
And, dude, the amazing part is, like, you know how in Guitar Hero, for example, you had to hit a note in order for that sound to come on?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Even if you don't hit the object for whatever, I did this to test it out. Even if you don't hit that object, the music still plays. So the smoothness and flow of the level is just that perfect to where every action you do matches up with the music note that plays. I mean, it's amazing how well it matches.
So, conclusion, Michael Ansel did it again.
I'm sorry?
Conclusion, Michael Ansel, the creator of Rayman, did it again.
Oh, hell yeah. He did it even better.
I'm definitely going to be picking up Rayman Legends. The original one I still have for my 360, really good. So I cannot wait to play Legends. And, I mean, I'm looking forward to this. I mean, I'm just looking at the next 6 months of the Wii U, and I'm so excited. Just in the next 6 months, we've got Rayman Legends, Pikmin 3, The Wonderful 101, which is an amazing game you should be checking out.
Monster Hunter Ultimate.
Yeah, Monster Hunter Ultimate, Lego City Stories.
That actually looks cool.
Lego City Undercover, no stories.
Oh, that's what I meant. Lego City Undercover. There's one more game I'm missing. Oh, Game and Wario.
Yes, I cannot wait for that. I love WarioWare.
Yeah, I'm just looking. I mean, that's just six. That's like a game a month, like a AAA game each month for the next 6 months. I mean, if Nintendo keep the support coming, I mean, dude, I'm excited.
Yeah, you know? For sure.
So it will not be like the GameCube, like you said before.
Oh well, I still think the sales. I mean, I'm looking at the sales right now. Like, I'm walking. The Wii originally came out. You couldn't find a single Wii anywhere. The Wii U sold less than the Wii, and I'm looking in stores and finding them everywhere. I mean, I'm a little scared for Nintendo. I think Nintendo might be third in this next console generation, but by sales, but maybe not by games. And you know, the GameCube was a great console. The controller was great. It definitely had a lot of really good games. But you know, what can you do?
Yeah, it just didn't sell for whatever reason.
We need to wait what the third parties can do with the system in terms of not porting only titles, but to release new IPs for the system. Is what I really want for the system.
I'm pretty sure
that what Nintendo will do, it will be really awesome and I will buy it. But I really want to see the support of, for example, I don't know, a third-party developer, for example, Ubisoft, not only bringing ports title, but bringing new stuff to the system.
Yeah,
well, and I'm looking, and I mean, the 3DS got off to a really sluggish start. Within the first month, it sold 400,000 units. The Wii U sold that in its first week just in America. So, you know, 3DS got off to an even worse start. But after they dropped that price, you know, it started selling like hotcakes. And, you know, recently, within the last week, the Wii U, it was announced that the 3DS has exceeded sales of the PS3 in Japan.
Yeah.
The PS3 has 4 years on it in Japan. I mean, that's huge. So I think if the Wii U gets a $50 price cut in the next year, which of course I wouldn't approve of because I paid $300, you guys paid $350. But if it gets a $50 price cut, then I think it'll definitely help boost sales. Make that sweet 250 point, you know.
I've thought of a price cut before, like, should they do it? I'm honestly not sure, because with at least in North America, with each sale of the Wii U they make, I mean, I know with a game sale they make money, but with each sale of a system, they're losing money with every system. So I think it might be another 2 years, I want to say, until they do a real price cut, you know, when that technology becomes cheaper.
Yeah, but something I do want to point out really quick, a lot of people are like, oh, get the Wii U Deluxe, it's such great value. Let me point something out to you. Right now, the Wii U, after one game, becomes profitable. The only reason they made a Wii U Deluxe is because that's profitable. I mean, they pay, let's say, $315 to make the system. You guys pay $350. So they put in a little bit of extra memory, which an extra 30 gigs of flash memory, that's really not very much money monetary-wise. They throw in a couple pieces of plastic, and they give
you those pieces of plastic.
They give you they give you a game. So pretty much for $50, they guarantee themselves a game sale and give you a couple pieces of plastic. So and I call it plastic, like, not, it actually is, because it costs pennies to produce. The Wii U Deluxe, I mean, everyone says it's such a great deal, but on the grand scheme, that's what's really making them the money right now.
Yeah, that's fine by me.
Yeah.
Nintendo Land's great.
Make your money. That's what I paid for.
Shut up and take my money.
Yeah, I mainly got it for Nintendo Land anyway. The rest was more of a bonus.
Yeah, I mean, really, you get $10 off Nintendo Land, and then you get the pieces of plastic.
Yeah, well,
yeah, and then the $10 or 10% digital promotion.
The sad part is the reason it costs so much to produce is because of the gamepad. I guarantee you the thing itself probably costs around $50.
Oh, yeah, the gamepad's definitely more.
Including the extra processing power in order to stream a second screen to you. So I can't, like, a lot of these casual players or hardcore players on the 360 and PS3 that are like, dude, it's not that powerful for $300. It's like, dude, all the money, or not all the money, but a lot of the money is being spent on the gamepad. So
yeah.
You
go ahead.
I was going to say, maybe if they, in the future, release a version with just the Pro Controller, which is like, you know, $40 off, then it might sound a little better towards the people that right now are on PS3 and 360.
In Japan, in the release version of the Deluxe Edition in Japan, the bundle was the Wii U, the gamepad, a Wii U Pro Controller, and the Monster Hunter 3 Ultimate Edition. They were all included in the bundle.
Dang.
You can see in YouTube the unboxing of that edition. It's really awesome.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. I would have liked to have had a Pro Controller come with my thing, but...
Yeah, well, I'll
wait for Smash Bros.
Yeah, but I'm buying my Pro Controller off of Amazon right now. I mean, usually Pro Controllers are $50 from Nintendo, but a Wii U has some third, I mean, an Amazon has some third party making some really cool Pro Controllers. For $35, they send you a Pro Controller, and it looks like an NES kind of gamepad a little bit.
Yeah.
I thought it looked like the Super Nintendo controller.
Yeah.
Is there like an actual product image? Because I've only seen like the photoshopped one.
No, it definitely looked a little different from the actual controller.
Yeah, but
or design.
Yeah, but for $15 off, you know, I'll take it.
Well, I'm kind of hesitant when it comes to buying third party accessories. So I don't know. That's just me though.
We still can wait until the next Smash Brothers came out, because I think it will be a bundle with the Pro Controller. I bet my ass on that.
I would go for that.
Yeah. I would bet my ass too, personally.
Wait, so if I bet against you, do I win both of your asses?
Do you want them?
You lose.
Yeah, what would you do? Oh, God. You don't know.
I don't want to know.
You lose, Eli. I think that the next Nintendo event, I will not say E3 or anything else. A big huge Nintendo event. I think that they will really surprise us. I think that we will see something that they have under their sleeves and we didn't know anything yet.
We still got Retro Studios, who's making a game, and we have no idea what they're making. I mean, there have been rumors of Star Fox game, but we have no idea what they're making.
Now, Confirmed rumors, there is none, but the rumor is that they are working on a Star Fox game.
Yeah, that's been the rumor. And then, I mean, this probably isn't true, but there was also that rumor from several months ago that was like the Star Fox and Metroid crossover thing.
Yeah, but yeah, I read the news also, yeah.
Watch them come out.
That's not real.
Watch them come out and be like, haha, none of you got it right. We've got a Metroid Donkey Kong crossover. Wow.
Yeah, it's Nintendo's version of Planet of the Apes.
I think we've covered most of everything.
Yep.
I guess one last thing is, I saw a few days ago that apparently Sakurai is a bit cheesed off, that people keep thinking, like, every time Sakurai says something, people are like, oh my gosh, that character is going to be in Smash Bros. Or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
So he got some.
Twitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he got some.
What I can say about Sakurai that I read a Japanese magazine in the internet, I don't remember the name now, it's really complicated, that they say that people saw him enter a few times in the Platinum Games studios.
Oh yeah, they saw him walk into a Platinum Game studio.
Yes.
So automatically. Yes.
But not only one time. They saw it, for example, Monday, then Thursday, then Monday again.
So they think he's negotiating Bayonetta to be in Smash Brothers.
I think that probably it would be a playable character, and also old games from Platinum Games. Also, I think also. The protagonist of Mad World from the Wii, Jack.
Oh,
remember the
isn't
name?
That a little? Isn't he a little violent for a teen game?
Well, I mean, Snake. Yeah. Snake is from M Games, so.
But yeah. He's like.
But this guy's got like a chainsaw.
Yeah, I know, but.
Like I don't think I just... Bayonetta would make it in because like her superpower is basically going naked.
Yeah. Well. Cool.
That's a pretty awesome power.
Coincidentally,
I would say Okami is
literally
more likely,
2 days ago, so. I picked up Mad World for $7. So,
yeah, dude, I found it at a store near where I am at college for like $5, brand new. I still haven't played it though. my backlog.
But yeah, Sakurai was saying like he got so fed up of people speculating. He's just like, you know what? I'm not going to say anything else about it. So you're just going to have to wait.
Yeah,
like, oh,
perhaps he isn't doing anything, and he went to Platinum to visit some friends, and then all the internet start to speculate.
Well, I actually hope he doesn't say anything, because the Brawl website, I forget what it's called, it was just smashbros.com,
yeah.
Basically gave away like every secret before the game came out, so when you had it, you're like, oh,
I actually hope they do that again, because... I loved going to that website and finding out who the new characters were going to be.
I liked it, but it, like, gave away everything.
Yeah.
So, like, if they cut it down a lot, like, most of the secret characters when you play Brawl are all the veterans. So it's like, oh, you unlock Jigglypuff. Okay, well.
Yeah.
Like, I know I have Jigglypuff.
Most random character ever.
This thing will put you to sleep, and then it'll fall asleep, and somehow you'll die. Don't know how that works. So I think that about wraps this up.
I just thought of something. The gamepad's battery life.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. It's just terrible.
Oh,
basically,
yeah.
If you plan to sit down and like have a somewhat lengthy session, you're going to have to plug it in halfway through.
Yeah, whoever tells you that the gamepad lasts more than 4 hours is lying to
you.
Yeah,
they are lying. that's complete crap.
Yeah, maybe last 2.5 for me. Maybe. Well, and I mean, to be fair, I do have it on the brightest setting, but I mean, still 2.5 max for mine.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much have to play my games, like, leaned forward so the charging wire is long enough.
It's that bad?
Huh?
Like, that far away?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of... Well, this was mainly in my dorm. I mean, I don't know how it's going to be in my room, but that's pretty much what I had to do in my dorm. It was just annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was the only bad decision that made Nintendo regarding the hardware inside the Wii U, the battery life of the gamepad.
Yeah.
It was really bad. A bad move. And worse, when they after that announced that the Wii U Pro controller has 80 hours of battery life. That was even worse.
It also doesn't have a screen, though, so...
True.
Yeah, still,
80 hours for any controller is still long.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot.
But at least the gamepad has... You can, like, open the back and put it in a third-party battery, so it's not like you're screwed forever.
Yeah. But I will say that the streaming and the seamlessness between the gamepad and what's going on in the game, it's just... It's amazing, because, I mean, it goes...
Yeah.
I mean, it's slightly off, and it's something you really, really have to notice.
I've never even noticed it.
It runs to the gamepad first and then the TV. Like, if you can see both at once, you can tell. But
yeah,
really, you're not going to care.
Yeah, it's incredible how seamless it is. And it's commendable to me. Like, they did a great job with that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's really all I can think of to talk about.
Actually, one more thing that I remembered.
One more
thing. What I found odd was that they're making the controller at least on par with all the other ones, so it's compatible with ports and whatnot. But the one thing they didn't bring over was the like digital or analog triggers or whichever one they're missing. It's like you're 99% there. You just have to go that one extra bit further to be like on the same level, and then they just like dropped it. I just thought that was like really weird.
Yeah.
It's really only for racing games, but it's like when you're that close, you would think you would just go all the way, right?
Yeah.
Not really a huge flaw for me.
Yeah, I mean, the triggers still feel pretty comfortable to me. So it's not really a big deal for me.
So,
I would say...
I guess...
Never mind.
All right, so I guess this ends this pretty awkward podcast. I definitely need more practice with hosting. If I ever host again. So, thanks, Pal Salon, Trevor, and Flea for joining.
No problem.
Can we plug stuff?
Yeah, I was just going to get to that. Yeah, plug your stuff, Miiverse, MyGN, YouTube, whatever.
Yeah.
All right. I guess I'll start off. So, Miiverse is Pal Salon, same as here. So, YouTube, Nintendo Network 64, just starting a new channel. I already have 4 or 5 Wii U reviews. More coming soon, so check that out. My IGN, Paul Salon, Twitch for streaming, Paul Salon. Haven't really streamed much lately, but it will be coming once I buy my HD capture card. Yeah, I think that's it.
For me, my Twitter account is at RobbieKeyV, and between each name is an underscore. Let's see. And then I write for the website Analog Addiction, so go ahead and check that out. I'll actually have a Zombie U review up here pretty soon, and then I'm posting Rayman Legends demo impressions here soon after we record this. My IGN is Trebor, TREBOR, underscore 5/2014. And then my YouTube account, I think, is the same as my Twitter account, but there's no underscores. RobbieKeyV. So yeah, be sure to. I'd appreciate it if you guys check those out. Flya, I guess you're next.
Yeah, I'm Flya Daloisio from MyAGN, and that's it.
No Twitter or anything like that?
No, I don't have the time to have Facebook or Twitter because I.
He has enough time to put a sound
for 1,000.
Yeah, but
I don't have enough time to post a 30-second update. Can't bother.
I
got hours of Monster Hunter.
I'm defending IGN. I'm the Dark Knight of IGN. I'm defending IGN. I have 24 hours busy.
Yeah, man. What do you think of my Skype picture stack here?
Yeah, awesome.
I love that picture. It's kind of sad that that's one of my favorite pictures of myself, but...
It's a funny picture, though.
Yeah, I love that picture. Shmuga, Matt, what's your stuff?
Pretty much same thing. Shmuga9, MyGN, Miiverse.
Right.
I have a YouTube, but I don't know. If I ever post something, I'll just post it on my blog anyway, so...
Check out his YouTube. He has a really cool YouTube. I've seen it, okay?
Hmm?
No, I'm saying that you have a really cool YouTube. You did the Rudolph, the... Skyward Sword stuff last year. That was really cool.
Yeah, the Dorky videos.
Oh yeah, my Wii Miiverse name is TREBOR_520XX. Okay. I forgot to mention that.
And, yeah, I should have some interesting stuff up in, I don't know, maybe this week or next week, because I have school off, so I can finally do things I want. So
yeah, because of...
Look out for that, I guess.
Winter break, finally.
I know. I've been waiting so long. I'm like, finally, it's over.
I know, me too.
Okay, guys, see ya.
See ya, dude.
All right.
See ya.
Later.
And because it's that time of year again, I'd just like to wish all of our listeners a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Crazy Kwanzaa, or whatever else you celebrate. And if you don't celebrate anything, then have a wonderful winter solstice. I don't know. This has been your host, SHMUGA9. That's Schmuck and I leaving you behind.